I'd imagine we've probably seen the high volume of trucks since the landfill opened. I mean, it's a, as the crow flies, it's about a mile from the village, so any, you know, truck that has to visit Dreehead landfill that comes from this side of the village comes through here. You could stand out on the main road and see anywhere from 20 to 30 rigid trucks pass through the village. And, I mean, okay, it's a main road, that's fine. But until they, if they're coming from the Allenwood direction, they're almost in the village before they hit the first ramp. And the same from the other direction. If they're coming from Egan Derry, they're right down in the village before they hit the first ramp. There's only four ramps in the village. And on either side of those four ramps, there's three or four entrances and exits to estates. So the traffic, you know, as drivers do, they see a clear road, the road ahead of them is clear, the ramp is gone, the foot naturally goes down. But, I mean, you easily see trucks, cars, vans, anything doing speeds of 80 to 100k through the village. All right.
Where are the ramps located in Derrinturn?
So they start at Bergen's family food store as you're going from the Allenwood side, and then just after the Ashgrove estate coming from the Egan Derry side. So really concentrated just in the centre of the village. Now, in fairness to the council, they did put in new bollards around the centre of the village where the church is. They put in a ramp. The ramp brings the road up to the height of the path. The bollards, a number of them are already bent and broken because they've been hit. And I've witnessed, I'm sure other people have, I've seen people overtake on that ramp that's supposed to slow traffic down. So the traffic zone functions, they're not working the traffic control measures. The council have told me numerous times there's no money in the budget. I've been told traffic and, you know, breaches of law are a matter for the Gardaí. But, I mean, if the conditions are created for drivers to speed, then they're going to speed. That's just what happens. And as the nights get darker, it's very much, it's not safe, really. It doesn't feel safe when you're walking out in the roads down here when it's dark, it's raining, and the trucks are blown by at 80k. The path is tarmac, you know, in the winter. It mosses over, so it's slippy, it's wet, it's not great. And, I mean, we all get older, we all get a little bit infirm, so it's, you know, it's talking about everyone from children all the way up. The place needs to be made safer for everyone.
Okay, what would you like to see installed then, and what would the locals of Derrinturn like to see installed in the village?
Well, I know recently a previous member of the Tidy Towns has made representation to the council, to the councillors on a number of occasions about, if you take Windmill Cross there's a hill on the far side of that cross, so if you're coming out from Windmill Cross, coming from Tipnevin maybe to go across to the GA, you can't see the traffic up the road. And it's about 200 metres away. Now, if that traffic is doing 100k or 80k, you know, you're taking your life in your hands going across the road. And that's for cars as well as pedestrians. We'd like to see some traffic control measures, you know, some islands to slow the traffic down, and then ramps to slow the traffic down as it comes through the village. There's too many houses and too many estates. There's too many children living here now to continue to have this unsafe way.
Yeah, because I was only looking at the census figures there, and Derrinturn, a lot of people might not realise that, okay, it's a village, but there's over a thousand people.
Town.
Yeah, a thousand people plus living in the area. So, and I know what people are concerned about is, does it take an accident to happen before something is done and this is looked at seriously? And I know I know the Kildare County Council, in fairness to them, have tried to put in ramps and those bollards that you mentioned, but you're saying it doesn't go far enough.
Well, of the bollards that have got in over the number of years, so I'm living down here about 12 years, there's numerous times the council have obviously done different upgrade works and put in different bollards because they're different types. So some of them are these concrete ones, some of them are like a steel thing, and some of them are those iron metal black ones you see around the county. There's about 10 or 12 of them that have been put in are missing. So they've been taken out by vehicles at some point and weren't replaced. So if they were put in for safety reasons, then they should have been replaced, and they should be replaced. If they were put in for aesthetic reasons, once they're broken and bent, they're not doing that either. Last year, I know a car hit one of the bollards outside the community centre and left the road and landed in someone's garden, taking out a wall. So, you know what I mean? It's only a matter of time. I think since 1979, there's about five or six people have died on the roads around here. So I don't know what has to happen but before action is taken, but surely some of the money that's taken in rates from the likes of the landfill, I think they pay about 600 grand a year. It's been open about 30 years. That's 18 million. They want another 30 years. That's another 18 million. Surely some of that money should be spent in this locality.